So I am a southeastern North Carolina native who now calls Northern Virginia home. I sing folk music, a lot of influences from Americana, blues, traditional folk, and a little bit of jazz in there as well. And as of late, I've been doing quite a bit of social justice music. So nice eclectic blend of stuff.
It's a good time to be into social justice music.
Yes, it is. I seem to be finding those songs whether or not I want to. That just seems to be what's pouring out. So,
And what is it that inspired you to go that direction?
well, I guess for me, I always joke and say I'm the poster child for intersectionality. I'm a black woman, lesbian, butch identified, and an interracial marriage. So there's a lot that the world seems to throw at me. So I guess kind of finding my voice in song and helping other people kind of tell their truths in those same songs as well has just kind of been what's happening more and more. So.
Is that a process you went through over time, or was that how you started out? The music, I guess.
No, not at all, actually. So almost, it's very funny. You can pretty much mark the change in content almost with the politics of the country. So up until, I guess, maybe 2015 or so, I pretty much wrote just only love songs and just sweet kind of love and life songs. And then as I was getting ready to be married and grapple with whether or not I was going to be able to be married in Virginia or if I was going to have to go to DC just to be married and all of those things. It was just something just kind of clicked. It was like the notion of being accountable for another human's happiness in the world. It just made me much more passionate about what the world looked like. And so the music just started to reflect that more and more. And then, of course, with the election, the most recent election, there's been a lot more at stake for a lot more people. So there's been a wide breadth of issues to tackle in music.
It's been such a roller coaster in my lifetime. I grew up in D.C. in the 60s, late 60s, and I could never have imagined that there would be gay marriage and that all these other things that have happened recently would have happened. Even 10 years ago, it just seemed like it was going to be such a struggle. And then it seemed like a done deal, and all of a sudden, it's all back in question again. Not all of it, but the climate has changed so much. It's not like the legislative victories has really made a dis marks a decisive change in the public opinion, clearly. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. What's your take on it? You travel all around the country. What sort of reactions do you get from people with the music that you're doing?
It's actually been really great. It's almost more affirming, I think, to get to be out in the world and kind of get to interact with so many different people, so many strangers who find so much commonality in those themes and who are so committed to, the betterment of their fellow humans on the planet. It's actually very rewarding to get to share songs that seem like they may be challenging for people to hear and have them received with so much love and so much warmth and understanding. It's been really, really beautiful to share those songs with so many different types of people in so many different places.
And are you mostly traveling to festivals where there's the audience is predisposed to be receptive to that, or are you traveling in all different kinds of places?
Kind of all different places. So we just did a huge nationwide tour that we've been doing for the past 2 years called the Singing Out Tour with my friend and fellow singer-songwriter Heather May. We also had Joe Stevens from Coyote Grace with us and J.J. Jones from Girly Man. And so we were specifically on tour for Pride. And so we were playing in all of these venues and all of these places. We started in Atlanta, Georgia, worked all the way up to New York, and then started working west to like Chicago and Minnesota, down to Colorado. And then eventually over to California and all the way up. Our last show was in Seattle on July 2nd. And so we covered a pretty big swath of the country. We traveled about 6,000 miles, and every night we were singing these songs about love and justice. We were singing about Black Lives Matter. We were singing about marriage equality. We were singing about the Me Too movement, like all of these different themes. And, night after night after night in all of these places, some of which, would be very, very easy to sing those types of songs in a lot of the places in California and places like that. But then in some of the places in the more rural areas, we were still just as warmly received. It was really, really beautiful. It was very encouraging.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I remember back in my early days in college and college radio, a lot of community radio stations had women's music shows at the time. This is in the, I guess, late 70s. And it seemed like it was difficult to find women's music on major labels, especially. It was like Bonnie Raitt and Billie Holiday. And, you know, it was kind of a small stable of superstars who had made it. And it was difficult to find other other examples of successful, especially commercial female performers. But that whole world has blown up since then. There's been a real change in that.
Oh,
do you,
yeah.
Do you find that you feel that the horizons are wide open for you? You can do anything that you want. You're not constrained by the industry and by you know, whatever the things are that hold people down.
I think that is probably the one and only perk of being an indie musician is that we're not really accountable to anybody. So we kind of get to just do what we want, and the people that we sing the songs for either like the music or they don't. So we don't really have to try to package ourselves into anything in particular. So there's definitely a lot of freedom that comes with that. I guess it just kind of depends on ultimately like what your goal is and what your definition of success and happiness are. But for me, it's been great. Like, I haven't ever had any kind of reason to feel restrained or constricted. I sing about whatever I feel like singing about, and that's just it. It's really great.
And do you normally play solo, or do you play with a band? What's your normal configuration?
So most of the time I'm playing solo. I'll be playing solo in Troy. This weekend I'll be in Huntington, New York, and that will be with a trio. So I'll have most of my band with me except for my keyboard player and my lead guitarist. And the singing out tour that I was talking about earlier, that was a full band configuration. So most of the time it's just me except for, you know, certain gigs, certain occasions call for a little bit more instrumentation. So it's always fun to get to play with some other friends, but most of the time it's usually just me and my guitar and some foot percussion. So
cool. And who are the artists you look up to? Who influenced you coming up?
Well, gosh, so kind of a wide range. My iPod, which I still have one, is pretty eclectic. It's got everything kind of from Otis Redding up there to, you know, just a tiny, tiny bit of Marilyn Manson to Tracy Chapman and Ruthie Foster. It's pretty eclectic. So for me, as a songwriter, my songwriter influences, I would say I'm pretty well influenced by Tracy Chapman. I end up getting compared to her quite a bit, actually. But I always joke and say it's just not quite as sad lyrically, but she's such a great songwriter, so it's always such a nice compliment, and I think she's just phenomenal. I'm also a huge, huge Ruthie Foster fan. I had the chance to get to play in a songwriter's round with her at Kate Wolf, the Kate Wolf Festival back in the end of June, so that was really, really awesome to get to finally share a stage with her, because I'm such a huge fan of her and her work. And then also Chris Parika. I'm a really huge Chris Parika fan. I think her songwriting, as far as like what I consider my contemporaries or, you know, my generation, she is just such a phenomenal songwriter. The way she crafts imagery and metaphor in her songs is just so beautiful. So I'm a huge fan. I would say probably those three artists are probably my biggest three influences.
Great. And what can folks in North Central Troy expect when they hear you on Tuesday?
Well, since it's going to be a kind of a suffragette theme, we're going to be singing quite a bit of social justice music. But I like to think of those songs as just a different kind of love song. I always say, you know, in this country, at least historically for us, the things that have always moved us forward as a nation, it's always been love at the root of it. It's always been someone loving somebody else so much that they want the world to be better for them. And so even the social justice songs that are about really difficult things just feel very much like a different type of love song. I try to be really intentional with that and putting love out if I am anticipating getting love back. So it'll be some social justice songs, but hopefully it'll be a nice fluffy kind of justice that'll be nice and palatable for folks.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Is there anything you want to add?
No, just thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to being in Troy for the first time, so I can't wait.